If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Jelly Belly Jelly Beans. 50 true-to-life flavors, each handcrafted with the finest ingredients. Get real. Get Jelly Belly.
It's Dave Plyer on this Easter morning on 720 WGN. In 1869, Gustav Golitz opened his first candy business in Belleville, Illinois, and generations later in 1976, celebrating 40 years, the Jelly Belly was born, featuring the first eight flavors of root beer, green apple, licorice, cream soda, lemon, tangerine, berry, cherry, and grape. This morning, we welcome a fifth-generation candy maker who is also the president and CEO of Jelly Belly, and that is Lisa Rowland Brasher. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fabulous. So much history in your 147-year-old company. I love that just alone, that you've been around that long. Let's talk about the company's beginnings in Belleville, Illinois.
Yes, my great-great-grandfather, Gustav Golitz, came to America from Germany, and he settled in Belleville, and he was the first known candy maker in our family, and began making hard candies at that time, and did a great job. And his brother Albert joined him eventually, and was the salesman and sold their candy from a horse-drawn cart. So yes, we go way, way back, and we're really, really proud of our heritage and how the candy company has been handed down from generation to generation. It's just something that we're really, really proud of.
You know, the hard candies, it was something I remember my great-grandmother always offering me, the hard candies. So I know they were very, very popular in the day.
Yes, they were. But even more popular for us was the next generation. Gustav's children began making what we called buttercreams back then. And one of those items that's the most well-known is candy corn. And we've been making candy corn since about 1900, the longest out of any candy company in the world.
It's amazing. And then in the 1940s, you did mint wafers. Then the third generation took over in the 60s. They added tangerine slices, spice drops, and they started teasing us with jelly beans, right?
Right. And around 1965, my father, Herman Rowland, worked together with his parents, Eloise and Ernie, and they decided that they needed to diversify our product line more, just to make it so sure that there were, you know, different tastes and different channels that the candy could go in. And so they started adding things to the line and coming up with things. And one of those was our mini jelly beans. And we made jelly beans of all different sizes, shapes, colors, mini jelly beans, pectin jelly beans, giant jelly beans. And those were the precursor to Jelly Belly beans.
And I know that's about the time that then Governor Ronald Reagan, when he was governor, made you more of a household name, even before the Jelly Bellies actually officially came out.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, because actually we kept that quiet, but Ronald Reagan started eating our beans in 1966, and they were our mini jelly beans at that time, and they were special little beans with flavor in the center and the shell, which was different for beans that time, and he enjoyed those very much. And then when we began making Jelly Belly beans in 1976, we began shipping those to him as well, and he thoroughly enjoyed those.
Right, and it's the 40th anniversary. What was the inspiration behind the Jelly Belly and making them a different and separating them from everything else we've seen over the years?
Well, we really were the first to make jelly beans actually a candy category, I would say. Before, beans were usually sold around Easter time and found in Easter baskets and that kind of thing, but we really brought beans to life with Jelly Belly. And a entrepreneur in the L.A. area came to my dad and said, "Hey, I really like your mini jelly beans that you make, and I have some ideas of things that we could do to maybe make these better and change things up a bit." And so he came up with the name Jelly Belly. He changed the names of some of the flavors that we had, those original eight that we came out. Instead of like cherry, it was very cherry. Instead of vanilla, it became cream soda. So lots of different fanciful, fun things around that. He also wanted to sell them flavors one by one, you know, as single flavors, mm-hmm. not in mixes as they had been traditionally. So that was kind of the beginning of Jelly Belly. One of the other major things that David Klein was his name, came up with was, while we made products with natural ingredients whenever possible, natural flavorings whenever possible, Dave decided to add different things and different ingredients, like coconut flakes to the coconut bean, or real chocolate to the chocolate, or orange juice to the orange bean. So we began pumping up the flavors with those kind of things, and that just really made for sensational beans.
Well, what's really funny about that is, I mean, I love them, my family loves them, but it's compared to the regular jelly bean, I guess, when we are eating them, I pick out the reds. I have my favorites. I might go to the purples next, and then I'm done on a regular bag of jelly beans. The thing with Jelly Belly, because it is, the flavors are so original, and they are what they say they are. You know, I might pick a couple favorites, but then I'm blowing through that entire bag in most cases, you know?
You know, there, we make over 100 different Jelly Belly flavors, and there is a flavor for everybody.
Yeah.
Whether it's a fruit flavor, or, you know, a sizzling cinnamon, or even our kind of savory flavor, buttered popcorn flavor. And I have to tell you, people are very passionate about their flavors. We get buttered popcorn, for example, is our number two selling flavor, and the only flavor to ever pass up sales of our number one flavor, which is very cherry. But we get some people write in and they'll say, oh my goodness, buttered popcorn is absolutely horrible. It's a terrible flavor. You should discontinue it. Why do you make that? We're like, oh, that's okay. We love your passion around that. We've got, you know, 99 other flavors for you to
right.
choose from, but it's our number two flavor.
I know, it's amazing.
And people love it.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, lots of passion around flavors, that's for sure.
Now, how long does it take to make just one Jelly Belly? Because I know it's very different from a regular jelly bean.
It is. You know, we've really grown over the years. In the beginning, it could take us from 7 to 21 days to make a Jelly Belly bean, believe it or not. We've got that process down, and now it takes around 7 to 10 days usually for most flavors, depending on the ingredients. And it is quite an involved process and an art to make a Jelly Belly bean.
So you guys are making like 20,000 Jelly Bellies a minute, 362,000 pounds a day, 15 billion eaten per year, and 5 billion sold at Easter alone. I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's a lot of beans, huh? It's a lot of beans, and we're really excited about that. And our sales just seem to be going up and up more every year. And we're really proud of the fact that people love Jelly Belly, and they're a small, affordable treat, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And America, you said it was very cherry. Asia, the favorite is a lemon. Australia is bubblegum. Europe is Tutti Frutti. Middle East is berry blue. So, even from a regional standpoint, people have got their favorites.
Right, and we make special flavors for different countries as well, according to their taste. So, yes, there's lots of favorites. That's for sure.
And picking back up on the Reagan connection, for his inauguration, you shipped about 2.5 million tons to Washington to celebrate. Because, I mean, that's how I discovered the name. I mean, you know, people talk about jelly beans, Jelly Bellies. That's how I think I heard of them from Ronald Reagan.
Right. Yeah, we actually shipped 3.5 tons of Jelly Belly beans to the inauguration. We did have a lot of red, white, and blue beans, of course, and we actually came up with the blueberry flavored Jelly Belly around that time to make sure that when we were making Jelly Belly art, we had the blue for the flag, and that they could have red, white, and blue patriotic beans for the inauguration. So that all kind of tied in with Ronald Reagan and his love for our beans, too.
Well, we're talking to Lisa Roland Brasher. She's the president and CEO of Jelly Belly, and there's more with her next on 720 WGN. It is Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to Lisa Roland Brasher. She's the president and CEO of Jelly Belly, talking about the 40th anniversary. So there are some very, very cool factory tours you do. You do them in California, but you also do them across the border here in Pleasant Prairie.
Right. Yes, we have two different tour centers, of course, one in Fairfield, which is actually Fairfield, California, which is actually a tour on an elevated walkway through the factory. So you can see the workers as they perform their tasks and make the candy there, which is fun. We're actually updating that tour as we speak with new interactive exhibits and new videos and information, which is going to be really fun. And then in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, we also have a tour there. It's of our warehouse, and there's actually California gets a little jealous because Wisconsin actually has a train ride.
Right.
A little train takes you through the warehouse, and you stop and can see how candy is made from television monitors there and see different machinery and that kind of thing. And we have plans to update that tour as well with some of the fun things that we've come up with for art updates in California. So
there's
going to be some fun stuff coming there.
And you just introduced Jelly Belly Organic. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, we're really excited about that. While we love just our regular jelly beans, we also want to be able to meet the needs of the public and for those people that want to have their products organic. And our factory in Chicago, where actually my son works and my dad's cousin, has now been certified organic, and we're making our new organic jelly beans there as well as our organic fruit snacks. And these are wonderfully delicious products, and the great thing about them is in order to be organic and you know, to be GMO free, and they have colors and flavors from natural sources, but they still taste great. And for Jelly Belly, that's super important. We're not going to make anything unless it just knocks it out of the ballpark with flavor and taste and texture. It's just got to be a real wow. And these organic products are also fat-free and gluten-free, peanut-free, gelatin-free, dairy-free, soy-free.
Cool.
They're
wow.
Vegetarian, and the public is just really excited about that. And basically, some of them are saying, hey, it's about time.
That's very cool. That's very cool. Because I know you've always had a sugar-free line as well. But it's cool that you're doing this, because that's gonna appeal to the masses. That's very cool.
Yeah, I think it's definitely the way a lot of things are going. There'll always be wonderful candy with sugar, and there's a place for that in all of our well-balanced diets. But it's nice to be able to have another option as well.
Absolutely. So tell me about your Bean Boozled line, because that's a lot of fun.
Well, Bean Boozled is a pretty crazy line that we have, and I have to say we began by making Birdie Bot beans for the Harry Potter movies in early 2000, and we really saw a lot of fun with that, and we still make those, and they're a great product, and Harry Potter fans love them. But we saw that there was something else about these beans, that perhaps making them into a game would be a wonderful thing. And so we began, Bean Boozled came to be in around 2007, and we had some wild and wacky flavors. And the game part of it was that we had 20 different flavors, but only 10 different colors. So when you looked at a bean, it may be green with little darker spots on it, which could be juicy pear. But it also looks the same if it's a booger flavor, believe it.
Oh, great.
Same thing with, let's see, some of the other flavors we've got.
That's right.
We have a new edition, a fourth edition that just came out. But one of the really crazy ones is the brown one could be chocolate pudding, or it could be canned dog food, which is absolutely unbelievable. So much fun. And there's come to be this phenomenon on YouTube where people are posting what they call Bean Boozled challenges. And we had nothing to do with this at all.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's probably around 1.7 million individual YouTube videos that have been posted showing people having fun with their Bean Boozled game. And, you know, I'm going to be perfectly honest that in the beginning, I was one of the ones that voted no on doing something like this. And I thought, I don't know. We're a family company. This might cross the line. What would my grandmother think if she knew people were eating a barf-flavored jelly bean? I don't think she'd like it. But you know what? I know now as I look back and I see people having a blast and laughing, and we've had people write in letters like, you know what? My kids, my teenagers never want to hang out with me anymore. And now we've been playing this Bean Boozle game and we're all sitting in the living room and laughing and having fun. And now I think back, my grandmother might be pretty happy with it after all.
She might be pretty thrilled. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's also another line you carry that's completely different. It's called Sports Beans. What are those all about?
Yeah, sport beans are not what we call candy. They are a sports nutritional product, and a lot of runners and marathon people and bikers use this product in order to give them energy. They're measured since they're beans. They can measure how many they want as they're doing their ride. They're easy for them to say, hey, three beans will give me the boost that I need, versus using, let's say, like a gel product that they can't really measure how much they're eating to get their energy, and it gets sticky and gets on their handlebars. So we just found that our weekend warriors as well really love our sports beans to energize them.
Now, I have to ask you, prior to becoming CEO, you spent nearly 35 years at the company, starting in as a customer service rep. You were a billing clerk. So you really worked your way up in the family business. That's cool unto itself.
Right. Each one of us have done that. There's 11 of us family workers or family members in the business now from the fourth, fifth, sixth generations. And then during the seventh generation, during the summers, we have a seventh generation family member working as well in our stores. And most of us did start at young ages. I was actually in seventh and eighth grade working in the summers, and I scraped candy off the floors and made boxes and stamped names on the side of boxes. And
tells you how the operation works, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we've worked our way up, and it's been neat to get exposure to all the different areas, and then eventually for each one of us to find our niche in the business. So
it must be pretty thrilling, though, being in a family business as old as yours and carrying on this tradition. I mean, that must mean a lot to you.
It really does. You know, it's super exciting, and sometimes it's a lot of pressure too. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest. I'm the fifth generation, and I don't want to be the one that messes it up, you know?
They say it's the third that usually screws it up. So I think you're past that now.
Yeah, we're past that now. So, but it's awesome. And I think, you know, my favorite thing is working with the people, and I love relationships, and you know, we just want our place to be the best place that there is to work around. And, you know, you spend so much time at work, it might as well be a great, fun place to work as well. And I feel like that's one of our priorities here, and we do a pretty good job at it.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, for more on Jelly Belly, visit jellybelly.com for all the tours, of course, just across the border as well. And again, Jelly Bellies are the best. Lisa Roland Brash, your president and CEO of Jelly Belly. Thanks for hanging out, and happy Easter to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Much more ahead on 720 WGN.